Federal Environmental Protection Agency issued a drinking water advisory today for the carcinogenic chemical commonly referred to as C8. Several municipalities in the state have C8 in their tap water at higher levels than the federal guidelines suggest is safe. That's leaving city and state officials strategizing on what to do next. Vienna is one town in West Virginia struggling with how to manage chemical contamination in municipal water supplies. The town sits within close proximity to DuPont, a chemical company with a history of environmental contamination problems. City officials say C8 exists at 0.1 part per billion in water supplies today. But the new federal advisory says levels should be lower than 0.07 parts per billion. Some people say that even that level is dangerous, especially if you live with the contamination every day.
It is not in line with the latest scientific recommendations by world-renowned toxicologists who said it ought to be no more than 0.001.
Dr. Paul Brooks is a resident in Vienna and an advisory member of an activist group called Keep Your Promises DuPont. He says filtration systems need to be put in place immediately.
And who needs to pay for that is DuPont. As long as the C8's still coming out of the wells into the water treatment plant.
West Virginia's Bureau for Public Health issued a statement saying it's working with the town of Vienna to implement appropriate precautions, including a do not drink advisory until additional testing and evaluation takes place. The Department of Health and Human Resources and the Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety will assist those affected by the EPA's advisory, and the state will assist in securing installation of new filters, the statement said. Two other public water systems in West Virginia, in Parkersburg and Martinsburg, were also affected by the new EPA thresholds. State public health officials say municipalities are using additional sources to provide water to customers. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.